And let's instead look back now on 2013 with our TV critic Eric Diggins. He says it was the year of the binge viewer, and a special kind of program made it so.
I was stuck at home and not feeling so well when I stumbled on an old magazine article about The Fall, a moody BBC drama with Gillian Anderson as a British police inspector hunting a serial killer in Ireland. So I fired up the Netflix, found the first season online, and dove in.
It thrills him to stalk these women.
Haven't you heard? There's a strangler in the prey.
To break into their home. What could be more intimate than squeezing the life from another human being?
Dana Scully from The X-Files with a spot-on British accent and tough-as-nails attitude. It was suspenseful, with a villain who sometimes hid in neighborhoods crushed by poverty in Belfast. It was the best binge viewing. High-quality British crime drama. Another show among that treasure trove, Broadchurch, a spellbinding BBC show about the murder of a young boy known by everyone in a small town, including one of the officers investigating his death.
I know him. He lives here. Oh, he has tea at my house. He's my boy's best friend. Oh, God, Beth, does Beth know?
All right, calm down, D.S. Miller.
You don't understand. I know that boy.
Shut it off. Be professional.
Shut it off.
You're working a case now.
New shows like The Fall and Broadchurch have created a critical mass of great modern British crime dramas, just waiting for fans like prize volumes on a bookshelf. In fact, TV's best British crime drama showed its hero faking his own death in its most dramatic storyline yet. That's Sherlock, the BBC's modern take on Sherlock Holmes. Now, these dramas often showcase talented British stars before Americans really get to know them. So Sherlock had Martin Freeman as John Watson, trading quips with his socially stunted partner, Sherlock Holmes, played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, John, I envy you so much.
You envy me?
Your mind, so placid, straightforward, barely used. Mine's like an engine racing out of control. A rocket tearing itself to pieces, trapped on the launch pad. I need a case!
Consider it a binge-viewing bonus. These guys may be big stars now, appearing together in the latest Hobbit movie, but you can see them and many other British talents just like them before they became England's coolest entertainment export.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans.
Now, for many Americans, summer all of this week is a holiday, one of the benefits when Christmas falls in the middle of the week.
Of course, many Americans will be working. You'll see them in the stores and coffee shops and half-empty offices and busy hospitals.
And also here at NPR, where our colleagues at work include Kevin Leahy, Maggie Penman, Mallory Yu, Rachel Ward,
Oluwakemi Ulatisui, Martha Wexler, Lindsay Toddy, Paola Brito, and our director, Lauren McGuck. Who just gave me a cue to say it's Morning Edition from NPR News.